Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Because of Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at verse 30. It is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. One of the joys of teaching is working with so many different personalities. Each child is a unique individual. While this diversity is wonderful, it can make teaching complicated. How can I hope to find that perfect lesson, the exact right words to teach the concept I want them all to understand? What if I just can't get through to each child? These questions get even scarier when I consider that God has entrusted me with the most precious message of all. We are all sinners that need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. What if I mess up? Why would God entrust these treasured souls to me? God has a track record of choosing unexpected people to share His word. His disciples included a group of uneducated fishermen, a despised tax collector, and a political rebel. Moses killed a man and then was a shepherd for years before he was called to lead God's people. The first people to hear and share the news of the Savior's birth were shepherds. Maybe we fit right into God's group of misfits. It is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. The word Him refers to God. It is because of God that you are in Christ Jesus. God chose you. He chose you to be a believer. He clothed you with Jesus' holiness so that now you are perfect in His eyes. God also chose you to share the wonderful message of salvation with little ones and their families. Not only did God choose you, He also equipped you. God gives you His word so that you can grow in your faith and then share that faith. The Holy Spirit guides you as you teach and apply God's word each day. You are in the position you are because of Him. If you're faithfully using the word He has equipped you with, you don't have to fear that you'll mess things up. It will also be because of Him and His power that your students will share in the blessings of Jesus through Spirit-worked faith. There will still be times when you wish you had found better words or handled a situation differently. Just remember, God chose you. He continues to work through you. And one day you will see those precious souls in heaven. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for choosing me to teach these children the truths of your word. Help me confidently share your love with them every day. In your name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.